AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says 2023 ended with a strong jobs report. 216,000 jobs were added in December, a sign the economy is holding up despite higher interest rates. But the numbers also show average hourly wages rose from a year earlier, which could make it harder for the Federal Reserve to slow inflation back to its 2% target. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is going back to the Middle East.
He will discuss immediate measures to increase substantially humanitarian assistance to Gaza. The United States has played a critical role in unlocking humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian people, but conditions remain extremely difficult.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says humanitarian groups need safe passage in Gaza. A source tells the AP the teenager who shot and killed a sixth grader at a school near Des Moines, Iowa, posted a photo on TikTok inside the bathroom of Perry High School captioned, "Now We Wait," and the song "Stray Bullet" accompanied it. Investigators have also found other photos posted of him posing with firearms. Investigators believe the gunman later took his own life in Iowa. The cleanup has started in New York after a subway train derailed after colliding with another train at low speed. About 25 people were treated for minor injuries. This is MTA's Jana Liebert.
9 out of the 10 cars of the passenger train that was involved in the collision have been rerailed and moved out of the area. That allows us to focus work on the remaining car, which is off the rails.
It's caused major service disruptions across Manhattan. David Soul has died. In the 70s, he was part of the TV duo Starsky and Hutch. Soul played Detective Ken Hutch Hutchinson alongside Paul Michael Glazer as Detective David Starsky in Starsky and Hutch. At the height of his fame, David Soul also hit the music charts with the single Don't Give Up on Us. His family says Soul died in his valiant battle for life. He was 80. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting higher after reports suggested that a strong job market is giving workers bigger raises, but key parts of the economy still don't look like they're overheating. The S&P 500 was 0.6% higher in morning trading Friday, although it's still on track for its first losing week in the last 10. The Dow was up 104 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.6% higher. Treasury yields swung sharply in the bond market following several big reports on the economy. Yields initially climbed after the latest monthly jobs report showed that employers unexpectedly accelerated their hiring last month. Another report later in the morning showed that growth in finance, real estate, and other companies in the U.S. services industries slowed by more than economists expected. That sent Treasury yields lower again, easing pressure on the stock market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was back down, slightly below where it was late Thursday. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.